Hello.
Hi, this is Shante with customer support. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Renee Demaville. First name is Renee, Renee. My last name is Demaville, D as in dog, E, M as in Michael, IE, V as in Victor, ILLE.
Okay, give me one second. Let's start off with your zip code first. What's the zip code?
72756.
72756.
Yes, ma'am.
No, still not pulling you up. Let's try this. Renee, Renee.
Yes.
Okay. Take this. And spell your last name again for me.
D as in dog.
Mm-hmm.
E, M as in Michael. I, E. V as in Victor. I, L,
V or
L.
Z?
V as in Victor.
Okay.
I, L, L, E.
I'm not pulling up an account for you. I
Well,
tried it with the
you took 6889 out of my checking account, so you better find it somewhere.
That's what we're trying to see. I tried it with the zip code, the phone number, and by your name. So it seems that we don't have an account. Do you have an order ID number?
The only number that's on here is 214-111
214-11.
one
3 1s or two?
three.
Mm-hmm.
There's that number, and then
That's the end of the number.
I don't know if it's the end or number. This is the number on my bank statement.
Let me see. No, that's still not it. Do you ha Okay, let's see. 'Cause I'm not putting it pulling up anything with that number, the 214-111. That's only six numbers. Is it three more numbers behind the 111?
No, there's another number on here that's 137-32651.
Hold on, 1-3-7-3-2-6-5-1.
Yes.
651. Let's see. Could that be it? No. Okay, so I don't try both of them numbers, your name, zip code, and the phone number. The only other thing that we used to try when we can't find with that one, do you the card that was used, do you have that in possession?
Yes.
Okay, and the reason why we asked that, because when we can't pull someone that says they have been charged and from us as a customer up, we can't find them by the order ID, the zip code, phone number, and their first and last name. That'll be our last resort. And the reason to see can't it pull up through the card. We don't need the whole card number, but we just need the first six digits and the last four to see can we locate you then. If we can't locate you then, we would say that's not our that's not our charge. We're third party, and so we wouldn't be the one that had charged. So after that matter, we would advise you to call your bank back or the credit card and see can you find the right customer service number.
Okay.
So, do you have
So
what's
what number off of my card do you need?
the first six of the numbers and the last four?
First six. Okay. That's 5-5-5-5-5. 1588.
Okay, and the last four yet.
1949.
Okay, let's see. No, I'm still not pulling a name up for you.
Well, y'all charged $68.89 to my account, and I want it back.
But that's the thing. We don't have a person to showing that we charge this amount, so we can't.
Okay. I'll just get a lawyer and sue you then.
But yeah, that's the thing. You will have to call back with your bank to get verification of the credit card as a customer support number, because we don't have anything that's matching you in all the information you gave. So then we would tell you to call back to your bank or your credit card, wherever the charge has made it, and see can they give you assistance of finding the customer support number, because we don't have anything to identify you.
Tell me how you spelled my last name.
Let me pull you back up. Renee. Oh. Let me pull my system back up. Renee. Okay. So it was spelled DEMIEVILLE.
Yes.
I'm not pulling up anything for you. Nothing. Your first.
Well, I don't understand how you guys cannot show anything when you've charged my account.
That's what I'm saying. You cannot necessarily say if it was us, if we can't pull you up in the system. That's why I would say you would have to call the credit card or the bank.
Well, the phone number that's printed on here is you.
I don't know what that matter. Let me try. What's your email?
R-M-D-E-M-R-M-E-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
It's my last name. DEMIEVILLE at gmail.com.
Yeah. There's nothing even coming up with that. So, yes, ma'am, you are going to have to get back with the bank or your credit card and get them to try to assist with the matter, because nothing is coming up in regards to you. The order ID numbers you gave me, your first and last name, the email, the zip code. I even tried looking it up by the phone number that you called in on, and I cannot find no records of you.
Well, I find that really funny that you can't find any record of me, but yet you charged my bank account.
But that's the thing.
It has to be, guys, because it's your phone number that's printed on there. Your phone number is printed on my bank account.
Okay, just let me look into this matter. Okay, just let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Yes.
I'm still here. I'm trying to see, can I get some assistance from my supervisor? So just bear with me a few moments.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, we're still, I'm still waiting on some assistance to see what the matter. Okay, ma'am. So yes, my supervisor is looking in the matter. Now I'm just waiting on what she says.
Okay.
So yes, ma'am. After assistance with speaking with my supervisor, I gave them the information. She said, yes, you're going to have to check with your bank or your credit card because we don't have an account on you. So it's nothing else that we can assist you with.
Well, you guys got a really good team going there.
Well, I can send you over to a supervisor, but it's nothing else that we can we can do. We can't find an account.
That's fine. I'll call my bank and then I'll call my lawyer. So that works out just fine.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Now, anything else I can assist you with? Okay. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Yeah.